It was assumed that men lost their sex drive as they got older, but it doesn't have to be that way. Now you can fight loss of libido, decrease in muscle mass, and increased body fat with Recapture Male Vitality. This is a specially formulated supplement that restores your fading supply of testosterone, the hormone that makes a man. It's also got plenty of other powerful anti-aging supplements to help you keep the masculine power of your youth. Recapture reverses the effect of testosterone loss, including enhancing your sex drive, increasing your muscle strength, decreasing body fat, and generally making you feel healthier. Recapture Male Vitality is a completely safe, natural liquid that you spray in your mouth every day. Order a 2-month supply of Recapture Male Vitality today, just $54.95. Call toll-free 1-866-764-6733. 1-866-764-6733.
Okay, gang, let's hitch up the team and pull on out for a nice evening ride with one of our great friends and truly one of the most unique people I have ever had the pleasure of meeting and opportunity of knowing. I call him a friend of many years' duration. He is one of the most extraordinary researchers into the human condition, I guess we could say it that way, that I've ever come across, because David John Oates, as many of you know very well, has discovered something that is remarkable, that is probably being used all the time by any number of intelligence agencies around the world, and is also being used by growing numbers of researchers around the planet, not only researchers of forward-spoken human speech, but researchers of EVP, for example, who are now using David John Oates' reverse speech techniques to reverse EVP, and they're hearing congruent, amazing things in reverse, as you heard just the other night with Dave Esther and Sharon Gill. And I wanted to bring David back again tonight. He is one of the most busy people I know. He is in Australia, to bring us some more of his remarkable research and to honor him as a man who really has gone where no one else has gone before and has brought a lot of people along with him. Not always people who give him thanks, but they use his techniques. The website, of course, is reversespeech.com, upon which you, at any time you'd like, can hear literally thousands and thousands of examples of forward and then reverse speech. So with that little short, quickie intro, let's welcome our pal David John Oates back. Hello, David.
Hey, Jeff. How are you this evening? Hello, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Oh, good, good, good. Things are going very well here. We've got a nice cold winter's day in Adelaide. We've just started our winter here. So, cold, wet, windy weather.
Winter. Did you hear my introduction?
Yes, I did. I don't even know how to respond to that, Jeff.
You don't need to. I just want to make sure you heard it.
Oh, yes, I heard it. Thank you very much for a lovely introduction.
Well,
all I can say is that after 20 years of work doing this, it's great to see the technology out there, and there's literally hundreds of people that I'm aware of who use it, and several trained professionals out in the field now doing it full time, using it in a therapeutic situation. Reverse speech analyst Jack Johnston up in Oregon, who we had on your show a little while back, a few months ago, about a year or so ago now. He's working on another homicide case with the Oregon State Police Department right now.
Oh.
Yes, he's being very hush-hush about what's going on, but so...
Well, let's bring him on when the time is right, because I'd love to follow up on this. This is what reverse speech can also do, friends, and that's get to the bottom of mysteries.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. People are probably unaware as to how much reverse speech is in actual fact used, and it's been used very successfully in the investigative field. You know, still, you know, we've still got a long way to go. Currently, the state of Oregon is the only state that recognizes it and uses it officially, but as the word gets out and as we train more and more people and more blind testing is done to verify the technology, it will be used more and more. And my training class in Queensland, Australia, has just recently submitted a reply to Monash University, who have been doing trial studies into reverse speech. So that academic argument's been progressed a little
David?
Bit further. Sorry?
Hello? Sound like David just vanished there.
You can't hear me?
Mercury is... No, not yet.
Hello, can you hear me?
Going back direct. All right, we'll call him right...
David?
Yes?
Oh, he dropped off for a second.
I'm right here.
Hello, David?
Yes, can you hear me?
Are you on a cordless?
No.
Okay.
I'm on a phone patch.
Weird.
Why, what's happening?
I don't know, you keep kind of dropping off, so I'm actually going to hang up, and I'm going to call you right back, okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right, thanks.
All right, no problem.
Bye. Hello, this is David.
Hi, David. Hold on a sec.
Can you hear me okay now?
Hi, David.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you. Okay, I'm going to put you back on with Jeff.
I don't know what happened.
Oh, well, I can't explain it either. Hold on.
Okay, thanks.
Hold on.
Not yet.
I'm here.
How are we doing?
Hello, Jeff. Can you hear me?
Do we have him?
Hello, Jeff. Can you hear me?
He's back.
I don't know what happened then, but anyway, I'm back
again.
Well,
it's one of those things.
Uh-huh.
Just one of those things? Yes.
Okie dokie. So tonight...
Okay, now you talked about Jack Johnson in Oregon.
Uh-huh.
Now, Oregon officially recognizes reverse speech. I think that in and of itself is a major accomplishment.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'm sure it'll be the first of other states, too, especially when the track record is established, and people begin to see what reverse speech can, in fact, do. It's truly a remarkable aid for any law enforcement agency.
Oh, absolutely correct. And essentially where the lie detector ends is where reverse speech begins, because it won't just give you an indication of truth or error. It will tell you exactly whether the person's committed the crime, where the evidence is that the police need to convict. I mean, what we're doing with reverse speech is tapping into the conscious and unconscious thoughts, which is an amazing discovery.
Well, what we're doing is tapping into the truth of the individual, even if the individual lies in forward speech. And in fact, the more blatant the lie in forward speech, the more clear and usually stunning the reversal, which gives the truth.
That is absolutely correct. Correct, yes indeed. And the more someone is lying, and in fact, the more someone is attempting to cover up a lie, the more the reverse speech will correct that cover up and communicate the truth. Because part of the function of reverse speech is to correct the incongruity of the human condition. Because
the body is trying always to not only bring itself into focus in terms of communications, both forward and backwards, but it's trying to, I think, balance the record, is it not? Because in reverse, you're speaking truth, even if you're lying. And for the body, that the spirit and soul don't like that.
Exactly correct. And it is devised several ways to correct these miscommunications, and we recognize that as body language, for example, is one field that's
fairly fidgeting, extensively. Twitching, and all that sweating. I mean, those are signs the body isn't comfortable lying.
Exactly correct, and there are so many unconscious expressions of communication because the body, at its natural condition, must speak the truth. It must communicate the truth, and to lie and to be incongruent is not a natural state to be in. So there's all these mechanisms that the mind and the unconscious has devised to
think about
correct that.
Excuse me, but I wanted to make the point: the body in an incongruent state, lying or fibbing forward and speaking truth in reverse, the body is struggling and really, I guess, expending energy. And would that not, over time, create stress, of course, and anxiety on a level that is not just normal, but a level that can be so deep-seated it could set up neuroses and certainly drag the immune system down, among other things?
Absolutely correct, Jeff. You took the words right out of my mouth. Yes, this state that we get into of incongruity and falsehood within ourselves does affect the physical condition and does affect our immune system and ultimately creates physical diseases. And a lot of my work with working with my clients is to find those incongruities in their lives or those areas of untruths and bring them to an acceptance and recognition of that untruth or that incongruity. And if we can do that, we can achieve magnificent unconscious changes.
How is it with your clients, David, when they hear themselves speaking in reverse and quite clearly they've been lying, not only to you and others, but to themselves? That's got to be a pretty big revelation.
Well, there's nothing quite like hearing your own speech reversals and coming face to face with your shadow. And many therapies try to do that, but nothing does it as direct as reverse speech. And I have some people in my office just speechless sometimes. You know, when I'm seeing my clients, you know, the process I follow is that we tape them and then I go and analyze the tape and then I'll play my clients their speech reversals. And that process alone can be healing or confronting, or both, of course, in and of themselves. We've all built up the well-rehearsed lies and acts and scenarios that we all play out on the conscious level, and then reverse speech says, well, hang on, this is different. Look at who you are really and come face to face with your real self. And that's what my whole process of therapy is all about.
Wonderful. Okay, I like that expression David used. Reverse speech picks up where lie detectors stop. And it's a very apropos statement. Okay, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with David John Oates. We're going to be hearing some reverse speech examples, as we always do when DJO is here. And we shall continue after this.
The world isn't what it used to be. Many of you work out of your own homes or have started your own businesses, and 9-to-5 barely exists anymore. Well, we've got some information for you if you're having trouble or just flat out unable to get affordable health insurance because you aren't part of a large organization or because you run a small business like me. The company's called Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee, and they specialize in health insurance for the self-employed. Midwest knows how to work with business entrepreneurs and their families to find the right plan to fit their needs. So why don't you call Midwest now toll free at 888-287-9093. That's 888-287-9093. They'll help folks just like you and me. You know the self-employed non-9-to-5er types find affordable health insurance. Call Midwest now, 888-287-9093. 888-287-9093. 888-287-9093. Not available in all states.
Staying abreast of what's happening in our world makes sense, but abreast isn't enough. You must learn to see ahead, as well as surmise what's behind the news. Such tools can't be had, like products sold on eBay. What you need lives right inside your own mind. For less than the cost of dinner and a movie, you can expand your perceptive abilities far beyond your imaginations. If you want to really be in the know, order your copy of How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, written by Roy Masters more than 40 years ago. It's already helped tens of thousands find that better life. For only $15.95, you can own one of the world's most powerful personal awareness tools. Call 800-877-3227 and ask our operators about the companion CD that can bring wondrous changes to you, your family, and our nation. Friends, this is way beyond political. Call now and learn exactly how your own mind can keep you well. That's 800-877-3227.
Jeff Rentz continues in 60 seconds.
When the gas light comes on in your car, do you tap it to try to turn it off? When you get a flat tire, do you drive around hoping it will reinflate? No. But right now, you could be ignoring a battery problem, which is why there's Die Hard Express, only at Sears Auto Center. Die Hard Express is more than a battery service. It's a complete checkup for your car's electrical system. Our experts will look for common problems, and if it's the battery, we'll install a new Die Hard, America's most preferred battery.
Die Hard Express. Sears. Good life, great price. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Roy Masters here. 43 years I've been on the radio helping people overcome their emotional problems. For 2003, I'm releasing my original classic book, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, with 6 new chapters. It's now available on Amazon.com, Newsmax.com, and my own website, FHU.com. Call Pacific Time, 866-RADIO-ROY. That's 866-RADIO-ROY. Find me again online on FHU.com or on over 100 stations nationwide with my show, Advice Line Overnight. I'm Roy Masters.
Hi, we're back. We're on the phone live to Australia. And as you know, we go anywhere on the planet that I think is necessary to bring you the best people with the best information. And David Oates over the years has just regaled us with some astonishing speech reversals. So if you're new to this, by all means, do remember that you don't have to necessarily forego any further exposure to this, because after the program, you can go right to ReverseSpeech.com and hear thousands. How many do you have up now, David?
Oh, I think there's, well, at last count, there was over 5,000, so 5,000 speech reversals. So that can keep you busy for a long, long time.
Jeez, amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Now, in general terms, let's just tell our listeners, our first-timers, what this is and Just the basics.
Okay. Alright, well, essentially, reverse speech is the study of unconscious messages embedded in speech. The basic theory is that as we are speaking, we're creating our speech sounds in such a way that we're delivering two messages at once, one forwards and one backwards. And the reverse message, or the backwards message, is the real self speaking. And quite literally, if we take speech and run it backwards once every about every 15 or 20 seconds, you can hear this very clear phrase amongst the gibberish that my research after 20 years has shown is what is transpiring on the unconscious level. Now, most people heard about this many years ago as those strange backward messages in music, and that's where my research began initially, was looking at the backward messages in music, and then in the course of that I discovered it in human speech, and wrote the theory reverse speech in 1987 to explain the phenomenon, and been researching it ever since, as you well know. Okay, so what I'm going to do this evening, Jeff, is I'm going to start off with a couple of music reversals. I normally start off with music. That's where it began. And
sure.
It gives people a little bit of introduction to it. So
these, again, are not examples of backwards masking. Keep that in mind.
Oh, yeah. Now, there's two separate phenomena. Backward masking is the intentional insertion of backward messages where they're done on a technical level. Reverse speech is the natural occurrence. So this is a song from Santana. I'm going to play it forwards. And I want your listeners to listen very carefully. You'll notice there's no superimposed soundtracks on this record. So here we go.
You got to change, baby. Every word that I say is, you got me running and hiding all over town.
Fairly well-known song, and
yes.
fairly simple backward message. It simply says, and I'll remind you to say yes. So what I've done is I've just run the whole lot backwards, and I'll run it at a couple of different speeds.
And I'll remind you to say yes.
I think, you know, fairly clear reversal. And we're going to look at another one, and this is a Beatles, actually a Ringo song. And this is actually courtesy of reverse speech analyst Greg Albrecht, who has just recently finished compiling 100 reversals of the Beatles, and they'll be up on his web. Yes, songs and music and interviews and outtakes, and I'm going to play a couple of them tonight. They should be up on the Reverse Speech website within about a week.
And oh, fun.
Yeah, 100
good,
Beatles
good
reversals.
Good for him. What a unique thing to do. Good.
Yeah, good on him. So here's one of he found. This is from Ringo, the song Honey Don't.
Honey don't. Honey don't. Honey don't. I say you will when you won't, honey, don't. Well, I love you, baby, and you ought to know. I like the way that you wear your clothes.
Yeah, that'll do for a small clip. And the reversal simply says, my God is so stubborn. So, here we go.
My God, this is we strapping.
My God, this is we strapping. My God, this is we strapping.
What is that reversed from the forward? Which forward part did that come from?
Okay,
you know?
Yeah, well, I can find out. I'm reversing the reversal. This is the actual forwards now. I bet you was so doggone sweet, I think it was. It is?
Huh. Yeah. Well, he's no Little Richard, but that's Ringo.
That's Ringo, all right.
Can you imagine somebody trying to do a reversal on Little Richard?
Oh,
keep a knockin'.
Oh boy!
Or Long Call Sally. Now there would be a challenge.
That would be a real challenge, yes, indeed. All right, so here's another one that Greg's found, and this is a early interview of the Beatles talking about a joint marriages between different religions. So a fairly strange, innocuous clip, and it's just taking a little bit of while to load here. I don't know why it's taking so long to load. But this is from early Beatles interviews, and Greg's literally got hundreds of these. Okay, here we go.
Wow.
What do you think of mixed marriages between religions?
I think it's up to the people concerned, you know, if they can take it. It's pretty rough. It's meant to be rougher over here, but it's the same in England. You know, do you? I don't know. I mean, if you love a girl, say you're a, you know, as we call a Church of England Protestant, and the girl's a Catholic, as long as you love the girl and she loves you. The only thing is that the family's...
And, now where did
Let's
that...
Let's do that again, David.
Yeah,
we'll
okay.
take our break here.
Okay.
Running a little bit late, so we'll come back. Time just zips by when David John Oates is here. And we'll do that. ReverseSpeech.com, and don't forget Rents.com, news from around the world. A ton of it up there today for your edification and enlightenment. We will be back.
Arthritis interfere with your daily activities? Then you need Joint Flex. Joint Flex is the only pain reliever that has the exclusive Fusome base with skin conditioning glucosamine, chondroitin, and vitamin E. Joint Flex is an easy to apply cream that absorbs quickly, has no greasy residue or lingering medicine-y smell. Best of all, Joint Flex is so effective, we guarantee your nagging pain will reduce or disappear. That's right. If you're not completely amazed with the pain relief you received from JointFlex, simply send it back for a full refund. For fast, effective, guaranteed pain relief, call 1-800-211-3062. And now JointFlex is available at retail stores. Look for the blue box of JointFlex, the performance guaranteed pain reliever. To find a store near you or to order right now, call 1-800-211-3062. That's 1-800-211-3062.
One quarter, two quarters, it's easy to throw away 50 cents. But what if you could use that 50 cents to buy some peace of mind for your family? You can by calling Matrix Direct Insurance Services. A 35-year-old man can get a quarter of $1 million term life coverage for less than 50 cents a day. A 42-year-old can get a $250,000 coverage for only 60 cents a day. Rates guaranteed 10 years. Call Matrix Direct now for some of the best rates in years from Protective Life Insurance Company, a respected insurer who's protected American families since 1907. The call is free, the quote is free, and you could save 50% or more on quality term life insurance. Call Matrix Direct now. 1-800-440-TERM. That's 1-800-440-TERM. Protective Value Term Policy at select preferred rate, subject to underwriting. Term Life Insurance Form TL06. Premiums increase after 10 years, renewable to age 96. 2-year contestable period. Ron Harris, license agent, not available in some states.
Do you pay just the minimum on all your credit cards? If you owe $10,000 at $100 a month, that could take you more than 8 years to pay off. And that doesn't include any new charges or interest. Every time you use your credit card, you could be digging yourself in deeper. But there's a nonprofit organization that can help. It's called AmeriDebt. Just call them at 1-800-365-2687. AmeriDebt is a nonprofit credit counseling organization. They can help you significantly reduce your monthly payments and help you pay off your bills faster than you could on your own. AmeriDebt may also be able to eliminate late and over-the-limit fees. AmeriDebt can help you pay off student loans and medical bills, too. With one manageable monthly payment, they can help you get out of debt. That's AmeriDebt. Call 1-800-365-2687 for a free debt consultation. Not available in all states. Call AmeriDebt now. 1-800-365-2687. That's 1-800-365-2687.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rinse.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rinse.com.
Patented Trim Spa is an announcer's dream. It's so great talking about a product where the folks who use it say what the radio commercial says. Here's Sheila Gilmore, one of the young lovelies who competed in the Trim Spa American Dream Contest in the Bahamas.
My agent actually recommended Trim Spa. Trim Spa actually did a lot for me. First of all, Trim Spa is a great energy booster. I like taking it. First thing in the morning, it gets me going. What I mostly found is that it is an excellent appetite suppressant. I haven't been in this good of shape since I was probably in grade school. I feel healthier. I have more energy. I could go on and on.
Well, maybe you'll settle for the shape that you had at 25. Whatever. Patented Trim Spa burns fat fast. It lets you feel full faster, sparks energy as the pounds melt away, and helps you get your dream body faster than you ever thought possible. Get an amazing 110% guarantee when you order at TrimSpa.com or call 1-800-TRIM-SPA. That's TrimSpa.com or 1-800-TRIM-SPA. Call today. Start losing weight right away.
Okay, right back with David John Oates. David, would you please set that up again? Let's go. I believe it's John Lennon answering a question about mixed marriages.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, exactly correct. He's talking about his opinion on mixed marriages, and he's just said a little thing here forwards that it basically depends on the woman. I'll just run a real small clip of that forwards again.
I don't know. I mean, if you love a girl, say you're as we call a Church of England Protestant, and the girl's a Catholic, as long as you love the girl and she loves you.
And he simply says backwards, and you need to study the woman, which is pretty congruent to what he's saying forwards. You know, it depends on the woman, and you need to study the woman. So here it is. And again. You hear that one okay, mm-hmm. Jeff?
Pretty clear.
Here it is, forwards.
You know, as we call a Church of England Protestants, and the girl's a Catholic, as long as you love the girl and she loves you.
And you need to study the woman. There we go. And we'll do one other quick one on the Beatles stuff. And like you say, go to my website in about a week or so, and they'll all be up there. And you can go and have a whole lot of good fun with all of this stuff. And this next one I'm going to play is just a quick take on George Harrison from a quick interview he did in Adelaide. Actually, this is an Adelaide interview done. The Beatles came to Adelaide in the mid-60s. So we'll just run this forwards now.
I think Elton at the moment's doing an album, and he's going to be promoting that, because he said there was some story that Eric and him was going on tour, Eric Clapton. And Eric told me that he asked Elton, and Elton said, I haven't heard about that. So the managers sometimes just make up these ideas.
And just reversal is simply, now listen, now listen, Lennon.
Now listen, Lennon.
There you go. Fairly a clear, obscure reversal. Make of that what you will. All right, so we'll move on from the Beatles stuff. This is, I'm going to play a couple from Session Work. This is a cute one I found. I was over at a client's place about a month or so ago, and I'm talking to my client, and you'll hear a little child noise in the background.
So you're looking for advice when you're in a self,
essentially. Yeah.
You hear that little cry right there? Here, I'll do it again.
I do.
Yeah. You know, and I think my inner self...
Yeah, it just simply says backwards, love you. You hear that?
Oh, very cute. Yeah.
Yeah, very cute. So there we go. That was just a little cry I found on one of my clients. There goes my cell phone. We just turned that off. And here's a funny one I found on me in Session Work. I'm talking to a client who's got some financial problems in paying for the work.
Oh, well, we'll go half price then.
Well,
you've got money problems.
And I say, we'll go half price, and I say backwards, I haggle, we'll wiggle.
I haggle, we'll wiggle.
I haggle, we'll wiggle.
That's a funny one.
You old haggler, you.
Yeah. I chuckled when I found that one. Little bit unexpected, that one. And here we've got one here. This is a husband and wife. I do a fair bit of marriage guidance counselling work, and here is a session with the husband and wife, and I've got the husband to talk about their honeymoon, and he's just finished talking about that he went to the Hayman Islands, and now they've finished renovating the whole thing.
Where are the honeymoon islands?
Oh, the Hayman Islands, sorry. Islands, that's just off the coast of Australia, about Dorje.
Well, they should rename them the Honeymoon Islands.
Yeah, they should do that, yeah. So anyway, so here he is talking about their honeymoon retreat.
It's been redeveloped, and it's focused only at the Asian market now.
Oh, he's saying, you're right, the island's been redeveloped. And he says backwards, my love with you lives, talking to his wife.
I love you, live.
There you are, fairly clear, straightforward reversal.
It's right there.
And actually, what I'll do, let me reverse the whole track, and you'll hear the gibberish, then this very clear reversal, my love with you lives, then back to gibberish again.
And,
And you can hear that quite clearly among there. And that's literally how we hear it when we're analysing tapes to find reversals. We'll run it back and we'll get the gibberish for, you know, 15 or 20 seconds and then bang this very clear phrase like the one you just heard amongst the gibberish. And
give me an update on the software.
Oh, well, the software is doing tremendously well, because we released the software about 4 months ago now. We've had several thousand downloads from the website. People absolutely love it. It just makes it really, really easy to work with it and find reversals. It turns your computer into a reversing machine. It does automatic transcript preparation and automatic dumping. It prepares it in a professional format like you hear me play on the show.
Wow.
We're thrilled to bits to have it out. It's been many years trying to get our software out, but it's doing very well, and we're very pleased with the sales, and got far more people downloading it than we expected. The last count was, I think, over 5,000 copies being downloaded, so that's
well, congratulations.
Staggering. Well, thank you.
Wow. So what basically the software does for you folks who are still trying to figure all this out is when you play your tape recorder and come up with some information, I guess you upload that information into the computer and the software processes it. It looks through the stream of spoken words and can reverse them and pick out the actual speech reversals, and as you heard David say, can prepare them for printout, can dump them into specific files, and I get maybe hold them, what, three different speeds?
Oh, yes. Well, it's got continuous speed fluctuations, but yes, it prepares it in presentation format in three different speeds. So.
Amazing.
Pretty amazing stuff. Yes, I think so.
Yeah.
And we're thrilled to bits. And we'll
How many?
Sorry?
How many copies has the CIA downloaded?
Oh, you know what? That's the one thing we can't tell. We can tell how many times it's been downloaded, but I can't tell who's downloading it. So that could be anyone's guess on that one, Jeff. Yeah. All right, we've got a break coming up by the sounds of things.
We've got the orchestra in the background, which means we're going to pause for just a couple of minutes, and we will continue with David John Oates live from Australia after this.
One quarter, two quarters, it's easy to throw away 50 cents. But what if you could use that 50 cents to buy some peace of mind for your family? You can by calling Matrix Direct Insurance Services. A 35-year-old man can get $250,000 term life coverage for less than 50 cents a day. A 42-year-old can get $250,000 coverage for only 60 cents a day. Rates guaranteed 10 years. Call Matrix Direct now for some of the best rates in years from Protective Life Insurance Company, a respected insurer who's protected American families since 1907. The call is free, the quote is free, and you could save 50% or more on quality term life insurance. Call Matrix Direct now. 1-800-440-TERM. That's 1-800-440-TERM. Protective value term policy at select preferred rate subject to underwriting term life insurance form TL06. Premiums increase after 10 years, renewable to age 96. 2-year contestable period. Ron Harris license agent, not available in some states.
Do you publish books, magazines, catalogs, calendars, cards, or posters? If so, you may be missing a valuable opportunity to separate your prepress work from your printing. For many years, major publishers have benefited from allowing prepress professionals to handle all of their scanning, proofing, film output, and direct-to-plate file preparation needs. They know that prepress professionals understand their jobs best and usually produce a better product faster and for less money than their printer. DMI USA has been providing high-quality prepress services for some of the largest publishers in this country for over 10 years. Learn what other publishers already know. DMI USA can be a valuable resource on any major printing project. If you want to compare prices and services on your prepress needs, give the folks at DMI USA a call. That's Digital Media Incorporated USA at 1-800-574-2350. 1-800-574-2350. Or visit them on the web at DMIUSA.com. That's DMIUSA.com.
More of the Jeff Rentz program in 60 seconds.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With Kitchen Refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See it for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-383-4334. With Sears Kitchen Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new again in about 4 to 6 days. And best of all, Sears guarantees your satisfaction or your money back. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Kitchen Refacing for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-383-4334. Some restrictions apply, not available in all areas. License numbers available upon request. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Kitchen Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-383-4334. That's 1-800-383-4334.
Let's get right back to David John Oates and more reverse speech. Okay, mate.
Okie dokie. I've got so many reversals to present tonight. I'm trying to pick which ones I want to show because we're not going to have time to do them all.
We have another hour.
Yeah, that's true. But I still may not have enough time. Anyway, you remember last show we played some reversals on the space shuttle disaster. Well, someone emailed me after that and reminded me that I completely forgot about a reversal that I played on your show back in November of 2001. And this is on Colin Powell. And I want to play it again and just for people to put it in their minds just to think about. So, and the person who emailed me believes that this reversal I played in November was a prelude or a unconscious prediction about the space shuttle disaster. So here it is, back from November 2001.
Some nations were not expecting that particular sentence, but it is not a source of any friction or a problem with the members of the coalition.
And backwards it says, NASA will get the family caskets.
NASA will get the family caskets. NASA will get the family caskets.
And you can hear that. Really interesting reversal, isn't it?
Pretty eerie. Whoever picked that up had a good ear. That was sharp.
So someone sent me an interesting email, and I thought it was quite fascinating. So there we go.
I agree. Now, that was one that you found originally on Powell?
Yes.
I can't remember.
That was yours. Now, that was one that I found on Powell back in November.
But somebody remembered that and brought it to your attention again.
Right. And then I went and pulled the reversal out and found it, and I played that on your show. I checked my records, and it was back in November 2001 I played that reversal on
which
your show.
Which was... How close to the shuttle catastrophe again?
Oh, well, that would have been... Well, that's still a year away from the...
It's nine or ten months anyway.
At least 9 months before the shuttle disaster.
Okay. Now, what does that mean? What does that potentially mean? How could he know, and where was that information coming from?
Well, you see, I believe in reverse speech we're tapping into a common collective unconscious, and this collective unconscious has all knowledge of all events, both past...
Both forward and past.
Exactly,
no time
correct. There is no time constraints in the unconscious mind. And so I have found, and so it's possible to find reversals relating to future events. And you may remember I've played one on your show several times about a reversal I found on a client of mine soon planned evil on America. And that was found just a few months before the 9/11 attacks. And so, yes, we do. There are many isolated instances in reverse where we find references to future events, to future events. They'll use a reversal will, like this one. Mm-hmm. NASA will get the family caskets. And in session work, when I'm working with clients, I can get that same information. I have clients of mine in Sydney who will contact me before they have any important business decision or plan to make, because we can do a tape and tap into the collective unconscious and get information about the future of that business, because reversals...
And this is a first cousin to remote viewing. It's the same... You're tapping into the same knowledge, just through a different door.
You're exactly correct, Jeff. That's exactly what you're doing. It's the same source as remote viewing, but using a different way to get at that information.
And how successful has that been, David?
Oh, well, tremendously successful. I mean
with you, the business people and so forth, and the examples you just mentioned.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. I just had a client tell me last week. They rang me about a year ago about an investment they wanted to go into that all their friends were putting the money and going into. They were all very keen to do it.
Uh-huh.
And the reversals came back and said, no, don't invest. And so they followed my advice and didn't invest. And she just rang me last week to tell me the company they invested in had gone, well, they were going to invest in, had gone under. And all their friends had lost all their money. So they got that information before, in reverse, which helped them avoid a future disaster. And I've got so many stories like that. I can remember there's another client of mine who had to hire a salesman. And both principals in the company were sure on this one sales rep, but the reversals came back and said, no, not that bloke. You've got to employ this other guy. So contrary to their own advice, they went and did what the reversals said, and the salesman they've employed has broken all their sales records. And so they're thrilled to... bits. So there are many ways to tap into the unconscious and get that unconscious information out.
Okay, now, that being said,
yep.
What about using that, and most everyone would say, well, gee, why can't you pick the lottery? Why can't you tell us how Gumshoes is going to do in the fifth at Santa Anita? I mean, is there some moral, spiritual, or other preventive to keep people from misusing this tapping into the
I don't know whether
superconscious mind.
I don't know whether you could get the lotto numbers. I've never tried. I understand the question you're asking.
All right, to profit from this, to come out materially ahead by tapping into the universal oneness, superconscious mind. Are there any morals? Is there any cosmic don't do this warning? To go after information for your own personal gain?
Probably not.
It sounds like it's pretty cut and dried to me. I mean, it's either there or it isn't. You can either access it or you can't.
Yeah, I'd say that's the answer. It's either there or not. It exists and operates outside of morals.
I know Edgar Cayce was asked always to help people profit, and he said it gave him tremendous headaches when he tried to access information, which would result in material gain for people.
Huh, interesting.
For him, there was... Now, that may have been his own religious convictions getting in the way, and I suggest that's what it is, because I think what we got here is something that is so cut and dried. I mean, the future is the future, even if there are multiple potentials, and the past is the past, and if remote viewing or reverse speech access can get to it, it's got to get to it. I mean, that's just all I can...
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, my clients that I work with in Sydney, my corporate clients, certainly make financial gains out of the information they gain through reverse speech. I mean, otherwise they wouldn't be paying for it.
Of course.
I have no problems with that. I don't think I would use it if someone wanted information on some criminal activity. I certainly wouldn't use it in that, but for just general business decisions and tapping into the collective unconscious, it exists. Why not use it? That's my approach.
Well, I agree, and I have a hunch there probably are a lot of people doing so. There was a story, and I missed it the other day. Someone sent it to me. Somebody used Psi, or remote viewing.
Right.
And he came up with the lottery, I think most of the numbers in several lotteries, and it was causing a big consternation amongst lotto officials. I forget the state. But somebody was doing it, and there are people who go into Las Vegas and have developed their Psi abilities and can do very well at the games, and they're often asked to leave. I mean, they watch these people. Yeah. They watch people who win a lot, and they type them and take their pictures, and then they ask and believe.
Well, the potential's certainly there. I think we are still learning how to tap into that information accurately, but the information exists.
For sure.
We just got to find the means, and you know, remote viewing and psychic phenomenon and ESP, reverse speech, and whatever else there is out there are all legitimate tools to access that collective unconscious information.
I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah.
Right. On the same note, if we've got time before a break,
About 3 minutes.
Oh, good, we do. I played a reversal on, you remember, we did a show about 2 months ago, just prior to the outbreak of the Second Gulf War, and I want to revisit some of those reversals in the second hour. But I played a reversal on Donald Rumsfeld that I didn't know what it meant at the time. And he's talking about getting information, intelligence information from the CIA about what's going on in Iraq. So here it is for us.
Most countries don't have the intelligence capabilities that we do, and it takes some time to get people looking at the same set of facts. To the extent people are working off different understandings of what the facts are, it's not surprising they might come to somewhat different conclusions.
And he was talking about gathering intelligence information, and he says in reverse, we deal this evil on the facts. Let me play it first, and I'll discuss what it means. Audio's a little bit scratchy. Did you hear that one, Jeff?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, I played it on the air, and, you know, it would appear to me when I heard the reversal, maybe they were manipulating intelligence data. And I might have even said that. I can't remember the exact words I used, but you look at the controversy that's been out the last week or two about the extent of the weapons of mass destruction that Iraq actually has, and there's questions being raised, were they exaggerating intelligence information or manipulating it? And here we have a reversal on Donald Rumsfeld talking about that very thing, saying we deal this evil on the facts. And
play it again.
Here we have it forwards.
Most countries don't have the intelligence capabilities that we do, and it takes some time to get people looking at the same set of facts. To the extent people are working off different understandings of what the facts are.
And we deal this. Unfortunately, the audio is scratchy. It's a real audio transmission, which tends to reduce the quality a little bit. But here it is. We deal this evil on the facts. One more. There you go.
Yeah. Well, there it is. And if any of you ever get the chance to see David John Oates put on a seminar or presentation, by all means, don't miss it. Walk, no. Run, yes. You'll hear these speech reversals, I would say conservatively, 10 times better in person, David. Wouldn't you agree? They're just
absolutely.
Clear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we lose so much over the telephone lines and over the air. In person, yeah. They're breathtakingly clear.
Okay. All right, we'll pause and be back.
Men, let's get a little personal for a minute. I know you hate talking about this stuff, but here goes. Impotent. There, I said it. It was assumed that men lost their sex drive as they got older, but it doesn't have to be that way. Now you can fight loss of libido, decrease in muscle mass, and increased body fat with Recapture Male Vitality. This is a specially formulated supplement that restores your fading supply of testosterone, the hormone that makes a man a man. It's also got plenty of other powerful anti-aging supplements to help you keep the masculine power of your youth. Recapture reverses the effect of testosterone loss, including enhancing your sex drive, increasing your muscle strength, decreasing body fat, and generally making you feel healthier. Recapture Male Vitality is a completely safe, natural liquid that you spray in your mouth every day. Order a 2-month supply of Recapture Male Vitality today, just $54.95. Call toll-free 1-866-764-6733. 1-866-764-6733.
If you spend up to one-third of your life in bed, shouldn't you make it as comfortable to toss and turn less and sleep better? Guaranteed. You can with the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call for a free sample at 1-800-372-2552 and feel this amazing material for yourself. The Tempur-Pedic bed reduces pressure points that can make you toss and turn. You're guaranteed to sleep more soundly and wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers unprecedented relief.
That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. But you should feel it for yourself. Call 1-800-372-2552 for a free sample of the Tempur material, plus a free Better Sleep video. You spend up to one-third of your life in bed. Get the best rest you can. Call Tempur-Pedic now at 1-800-372-2552. That's 1-800-372-2552.
Radio Network News, I'm Russ Rossman. Before her tragic death, Lacey Peterson was one of the leaders of the Modesto, California Downey High School Class of 1993 10-year reunion committee. Now her classmates are planning to remember her with a special tribute at the event Lacey was hoping to play a major role in. Reunion committee member Scott Gordon says they want to celebrate her life and the life of another classmate who was killed while serving in the military in Saudi Arabia.
We're not going to approach it as a somber, you know, type of way. It's just basically, you know, that we're thinking of them and hoping, you know, for the best of them in, you know, the afterlife.
Gordon says poster-sized photos of the two deceased classmates will be on display. Capitol Police have a man in custody who reportedly threatened to set off a grenade near Washington, D.C.'s Union Station. Authorities say an Amtrak officer was able to keep the explosive from going off after the suspect had pulled the pin. And the search for Molly Bish has ended in the woods of Palmer, Massachusetts. That's nearly 3 years after she disappeared from nearby Warren. Worcester County District Attorney John Conley says the search for the killer continues.
We're going to search every single lead that we have, new and old, and we feel that this is the most important part now to see if we can't find out who committed this very heinous crime.
Molly Bish was 16 when she disappeared. This is USA Radio News.
Interested in prescription medications, but you don't have the time to visit a doctor? Save on costly visits. Call SaveOnPrescriptions.com, toll free at 800-474-8476. A customer care operator will ask you questions to process your order. A licensed doctor will evaluate your medical needs free of charge. No prior prescription necessary. If you qualify, a licensed pharmacist will fill your order and ship it to you overnight. Call 800-474-8476. We have prescriptions for diet control, anxiety, meal dysfunction, pain relief, antidepressants, and many others. Call 800-474-8476. 800-474-8476. Legal in all states except Nevada. This is a limited-time offer. Call toll-free. 800-474-8476. 800-474-8476. 800-474-8476.
The United Nations Children's Fund has issued a startling new report on the health of Iraqi children. UNICEF says 72% of Iraqi boys and girls were suffering from diarrhea in April, and that's 2.5 times the normal rate. Jeffrey Keel of UNICEF says the organization is taking steps to deal with the problem of diseases in Iraqi children.
First of all, as a curative measure, we're bringing in 5 million packets of oral rehydration pills. We've also been distributing intravenous fluids to hospitals and antiseptics to make sure the hospitals and schools are clean.
Elsewhere, San Jose police very confident they've got the man after a violent kidnapping this weekend. The unidentified suspect arrested this morning, 9 hours after 9-year-old Jeanette Camayo wandered into a convenience store about 30 miles away from her home. She had been taken from her home by a man who had fought with her mother, half-brother, during her abduction. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cool, a Ferris wheel. Hey, the Ovaltine man.
Yeah.
No kid can resist the taste of rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Wow, this tastes great. So chocolatey. I love this stuff, though. Is it Nesquik?
No, it's rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Kids love Ovaltine's rich chocolate taste, and Ovaltine adds vitamins and minerals that Nesquik powder doesn't. Why give them Nesquik when you can give them more? And there are more vitamins and minerals in Ovaltine.
Ovaltine's awesome.
The greatest single threat to world stability is poverty. When people have nothing to lose, desperate measures become desperate acts. When a mother or a father cannot even afford to feed their children, How can world peace and stability ever be attained? 50 years ago, World Neighbors was organized on the premise of solving poverty, hunger, and disease around the world by providing a hand up, not a hand out. World Neighbors helps villagers in Asia, Africa, and Latin America grow more food, improve their health, and look to the future with hope instead of despair. World Neighbors respects the dignity of those it works with by using local resources and local talent. World Neighbors, a hand up, not a hand out. Learn more about World Neighbors by calling 1-800-A-HAND-UP. That's 1-800-242-6387 or visit our website at www.wn.org.
Men, let's get a little personal for a minute. I know you hate talking about this stuff, but here goes. Impotence. There, I said it. It was assumed that men lost their sex drive as they got older, but it doesn't have to be that way. Now you can fight loss of libido, decrease in muscle mass, and increased body fat with Recapture Male Vitality. This is a specially formulated supplement that restores your fading supply of testosterone, the hormone that makes a man. It's also got plenty of other powerful anti-aging supplements to help you keep the masculine power of your youth. Recapture reverses the effect of testosterone loss, including enhancing your sex drive, increasing your muscle strength, decreasing body fat, and generally making you feel healthier. Recapture Male Vitality is a completely safe, natural liquid that you spray in your mouth every day. Order a 2-month supply of Recapture Male Vitality today, just $54.95. Call toll-free 1-866-764-6733. 1-866-764-6733.
Let's get right to it. Hour number two with David John Oates, live from Australia, the man who discovered reverse speech. 20 years he's been doing it now, and has turned up some amazing insights that we've talked about in the past, but they are really heavy, some of them. They get way down to the core of not only who we are, but what we're doing here and all the rest of it. It's a remarkably dynamic tool that I guess in the wrong hands can be a little disconcerting. What are the caveats you put out to people about doing their own reversing of themselves,
for example? I've seen some disasters over the years with people doing reversals on themselves. You've got to realize how strong and powerful the shadow side is. I don't think people give it the credence that it really needs to have, and these reversals can come at a very deep level, and I've seen it cause damage. I've also seen marriages break up with spouses doing on their spouse, etc., and it'll raise all sorts of unconscious issues that they are unable to deal with. You know, there's times where sometimes it's best to leave the unconscious alone. That's a strange thing coming from me, who works with the unconscious, but it's a very powerful, I was going to say the word tool, that's not even the right word. The unconscious must be respected, and it is stronger than the conscious mind sometimes, and it needs to be treated with great respect.
It's not nice to play with Mother Nature.
That's true, yeah.
And the old expression, let sleeping dogs lie, or, in the case of reverse speech, is it let lying dogs sleep?
You know, one thing I've learned...
there are some liars out there too, friends.
Yes, there certainly are. I've learned over the years, I never thought I'd hear myself say this, but I've learned over the years, discretion is a better part of valor. There's times when it's best to keep your mouth shut. And so
all too true.
That's call that true. The voice of experience.
Well, that whole thing about you've got to be truthful to people. In our society of lie, half-truth, misrepresentation, distortion, deception, and all the rest of it, to tell the truth, as noble as that is and as correct as that is, can cause you a world of grief in a hurry. It's a very tricky thing.
Yes, it certainly can. Yeah.
Isn't it sad? Here we are being punished for being honest and truthful, and that's basically what society has turned into in many cases.
Yeah, it's a great indictment on our society. It certainly is. We've become a society of surface projections and spin and proper approaches, which many times cover up the real truth and what's really going on and who people really are. The man who's wearing that nice two-piece suit underneath, you don't know what he is.
Yeah, stripes. And how about the what can reverse speech do regarding the lie of omission, which I think is the most...
The lie of omission.
And the lie of omission. When you lie to someone simply by withholding information.
Uh-huh.
You don't tell them the truth. That's what I call the lie of omission.
Oh, yeah, well, reverse speech will reveal that. Absolutely.
Every time.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes, it will.
Yep. We've had experiences with that or many examples over the years. Okay, proceed, sir.
All right. Now, you may remember the last show I did with you, I emailed you rather urgently and said, I want to get on before the war starts. I think within about 3 days of me being on the show, the war broke out. And the reason why I wanted to get on was I had some future tense reversals that I wanted to get on the record before it all went public. And one of the reversals I played was this one here on George Bush.
Help that nation to build a just government after decades of brutal dictatorship. The form and leadership of that government is for the Iraqi people to choose.
He's talking about a future government in Iraq.
Right.
And backwards he says, we will sit in Baghdad.
We'll sit in Baghdad.
And we ain't moving. And the Iraqi people are furious.
Exactly correct. And that's exactly what we're doing. We are sitting in Baghdad. We're doing everything that the reversal said it would do. And I played that one 3 days before.
You were on record. I agree.
Yes. And here it is again. Here's the exact clause where it occurs.
The form and leadership of that government is for the Iraqi people to choose.
And here it is. We will sit in Baghdad.
We will sit in Baghdad.
And and of course I've been watching the developments, and that reversal's been ringing in my head. I'm going, dang, there it is again. Reverse speech is spot on. And here's another one on Bush I played in that show too.
Great Britain, Spain, and the United States have introduced a new resolution stating that Iraq has failed to meet the requirements of Resolution 1441. Saddam Hussein is not disarming. This is a fact. It cannot be denied.
And this one simply says, and the show's over.
And the show's over.
And the show's over.
And again.
And the show's over.
And of course, we saw all of that happening. Within 3 days after I went on your show and played these reversals, we went into Iraq.
Yep.
And there we are, sitting in Baghdad. Okay, now you may remember in the previous shows I played a couple of reversals on Bin Laden. I got another one to play on Bin Laden, and also a curly one that's going to raise a few questions on Saddam Hussein. Now, does Saddam Hussein speak any English? We know Bin Laden does, but anyway, let's start off with the Bin Laden reversal first. Just a fairly straightforward one. This was found by Pierre Alroy, who is a reverse speech analyst in China, and I believe Pierre's listening to the show now. Hi, Pierre. So let's run this one first. And simply says backwards, I bomb Kabul.
I bomb Kabul.
there.
Yeah, it doesn't get any more clear than that.
It's pretty straightforward.
It certainly is.
Now, I would like to know if anyone knows whether Saddam Hussein speaks any English, because we have an English reversal.
Yeah, he does.
He does. Okay.
He does. I don't know how well, but he does. And I know that because I used to know someone who knew him.
Ah.
And actually took a copy of my AIDS exposed book to him.
An
autographed copy, and I think it was around 94, 94 and maybe 95, and he said that to this person that he appreciated the book. He read the book, and he just said, this, of course, the book dealt with the fact that HIV is a man-made organism, and the United States was involved with releasing and manufacturing and distributing it. And he said, basically, he said, nothing will surprise me about the United States. Nothing.
Fascinating.
He did speak some English.
Yeah. I've got an autographed copy of that book of yours, too, Jeff. It has a place of honor up here in my bookshelf.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I don't even have a copy of it.
Oh, you don't? Oh, dear.
No, I'll borrow yours someday. Okay. You know, the amazing thing is all the material in that book has come to pass to one degree or another. It was all there. And I wasn't the first person, but I did put it together in, I think, a very accessible fashion, and it's all true.
Yeah.
Everything in there has come to pass. That was 1990.
Wow.
Or 1990, I guess.
All right. Here's reversal on Saddam Hussein. Now, this is from the tape that was delivered to the Sydney Morning Herald on May the 3rd. So this was after Baghdad had fallen. So here it is forwards. And once again, this is from Pierre Alroy in China. And he did this whole tape and found just this one reversal here. So obviously speaking Arabic. But we get an English reversal that says, need a whole army for government. And again. You hear that?
Yes, and I might hasten to add that, remember, all the syllables must be there or it doesn't qualify as reverse speech.
And they are all there. Let me run it again. Need a whole army for government. So there you go. So that would make us wonder whether that tape was actually Saddam Hussein. They would certainly seem to be the thoughts that he would express. He certainly needs an army or two for government nowadays. But so there you go. Make of that what you will. It's an interesting reversal. Now, we've got a couple of reversals on Baghdad Bob. Now, Baghdad Bob, of course, was the Iraqi information minister who was well known for saying America is not in Baghdad right when the tanks
pretty cheeky guy.
Very cheeky guy. And, spinning all
right, hold on. We'll come back in just a minute. He put on one of the great performances I've seen for a number of years in a situation of geopolitical stress, shall we say.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it was pretty funny. Okay, be right back with David John Oates, live from Australia, after this. Mm-hmm. 2002 was the year the Dow was supposed to go up, remember? We haven't had three down years since the 1930s. Well, let's take a look at what actually happened in 2002. The stock market ended down for the third year in a row. The average mutual fund lost nearly 22%, and U.S. public companies shattered bankruptcy records for a second year in a row. If you invested $10,000 in the NASDAQ in January, by the end of the year, that $10,000 would have been worth $6,800. A loss of $3,200. If you invested $10,000 in the Dow Jones during that same time period, you would have lost $1,650. But did you know that if you had put that $10,000 into gold last year, it would be worth $12,364? So what's the right choice for you and your family?
Call ITM Trading at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD and get your free educational package about the benefits of owning gold in an uncertain world. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
The way the President and Congress deals with critical national and international issues is important to every sensible American. But how you react to the news of their policies is even more important. These are the times of negative emotions, the downside of which has cost more in personal and political capital than can be counted. The well-being you and I want for the nation cannot possibly originate in the White House, but in your house. First, the cure begins with your taking gradual control of every fear, all those choices made in anxiety, and the anger you unknowingly allowed to influence your worldview. Call 800-877-3227 and ask for the book, How to Control Negative Emotion. It's a classic, written by Roy Masters, Controlling Negative Emotion. Will read like a wise sage speaking directly to you. Call 800-877-3227 and get your copy on the way to you now.
More of the Jeff Rents Program in 60 seconds.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With kitchen refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See it for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-383-4334. With Sears Kitchen Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new again in about 4 to 6 days. And best of all, Sears guarantees your satisfaction or your money back. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Kitchen Refacing for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-383-4334. Some restrictions apply, not available in all areas. License numbers available upon request. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Kitchen Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-383-4334. That's 1-800-383-4334.
Guy, we return, and glad you were with us. Thanks for choosing to spend your time here with David and I tonight. Go ahead, Mr. O.
Okie dokie. We are looking on at reversals on Baghdad Bob, and this is the first one we're going to play is right as the troops came into Baghdad. And he's basically saying, no, there's no troops in Baghdad. Actually, I'm not too sure what's on the forward clip, but this is right as the troops came into Baghdad.
Not at all, not at all. And you got me frightened.
Oh, sorry, you're just not at all, not at all. I don't know what he's saying.
That the thing where people, David, excuse me, wasn't that where if people had looked over his shoulder a few hundred yards away, there were tanks or something?
Yeah, right, right. And he's saying, oh, I'm not worried, it doesn't concern me at all. And backwards he's saying, load the gun, load the gun.
Load the gun, 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 load the gun.
Is that funny?
That's funny.
Oh, that's priceless.
Yeah,
that's a great reversal.
Yeah, that is priceless. Here, I'll run it again. This is also found by Pierre Alroy in China, so thanks very much to Pierre for all his work he's done here. So,
play it forward, please.
Okay, here and then it is. Back. The forwards?
Not at all, not at all. And you got me frightened.
Yeah, not at all, not at all. And backwards, load the gun, load the gun.
Load the gun, load the gun. Load the gun.
Hurry up.
Yeah, I know.
Load the gun, load the gun.
There you go.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I thought
you'd
like that
one. Humor from the Iraq turkey shoot. Well, you can't
help but laugh at Baghdad Bob. he was a real comical character.
Still on the lam, too.
Uh-huh. All right, here's another one on Baghdad Bob.
They haven't caught him.
Hey?
They haven't caught him,
no?
I don't think so.
No, I can't remember them saying he's been caught.
No, he's down at the ranch in Crawford, Texas.
Mm-hmm. He got out of Dodge loading his guns as fast as he could. So.
Oh, that's funny. That's really funny. You know, the more we look at what happened there, quite clearly there was some high-level, I guess Saddam Hussein would call it treason, but things didn't happen as they were planned defensively for Baghdad. And here's Bob trying to hold the act together and knowing full well he's got to beat it out of there real quick.
Yes.
And his minutes are ticking away. And he did. He got. I guess he's away. I suspect they flew a lot of those people out of there to some safe haven somewhere.
Yeah.
That was something.
I'm sure they did. But anyway, there you go.
Here's funny. We're going to have to revisit that in the future. That's a great one.
Well,
we'll do that one more time. I'm going to hear that again.
All right, I'll do it. Hang on.
I love that one.
Yeah,
that's great.
No, it is a good one. I just got to pull it back up again quickly. And
Load the gun.
Here's the forwards.
Not at all. And you got me frightened.
And here's the backwards.
Load the gun.
So we will. I'll put a big asterisk next to that, and we will visit that one in future shows.
Bob is not about the panic and forward speech, but in reverse, he's in panic.
He's packing it, to quote an Aussie vernacular. Oh, that's American too, isn't it? Yeah.
All right, great.
Here we have a more serious one on Baghdad. Bob is talking about the car bombings.
It is a well-known village there in Al-Waqia. They bombarded it with cluster bombs yesterday night.
And he's saying backwards, small but tactical, see the car bomb. Small but tactical, see the car bomb.
Small but tactical, see the car bomb. Small but tactical, see the car bomb.
A little bit unclear.
Small but tactical, see the car
bomb. I got it.
Yeah, it's a little bit muffled. That soundtrack's a little bit muffled.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so there we go. There's two on Baghdad Bob. All right. Got one on... Where will I go to next? Oh, look, I will do Bush next. I've got one on Bush that I have no idea what it means. And you'll know I sometimes come on the show and play reversals that seem to mean nothing, but normally, invariably, some reader, some listener out there knows what it means, or I'll get a news clipping come out one or two weeks later that validates the reversal. So this is one of those ones. We don't know what it means, but we'll revisit in future shows, possibly. So here it is, the forwards.
Yesterday in Sharm el-Sheikh, we made a strong beginning. Arab leaders stated that they share our goal of two states, Israel and Palestine, and living side by side in peace and in security.
Now, this was from a speech he made just last week.
Did you hear what he said?
Which
they're going to be living in speech and in security.
Is that what he said? Let's have a look.
Israel and Palestine are living side by side in peace and in security.
Oh, I can...
Calling Dr. Freud.
Yeah,
calling
indeed.
Dr. Freud.
No kidding. Well, backwards he says...
On that
no,
one.
You don't. Backwards he says, shoot the law, Grey Shepherd. No idea what it means. Maybe Grey Shepherd is a code word of some description. Shoot the law.
Operation Grey Shepherd.
Yeah, so here it is. Shoot the law, Grey Shepherd.
Shoot the law, Grey Shepherd.
Shoot the law, Grey Shepherd. Shoot the law, Grey Shepherd.
There you go.
I don't know.
Make of that what you will. Anyone out there knows what Grey Shepherd is, then please let me know, because I would love to find out.
Well, those are some goodies. We got a break coming
up
here.
Okay.
And let me remind everyone that you can hear over 5,000 speech reversals. Just like you're hearing them now, you'll hear the forward and then the backward at David's website at reversespeech.com. He's the man, and we'll continue.
the nagging, aching pain in your joints and muscles spoiling your fun in life? Do backaches or arthritis interfere with your daily activities? Then you need Joint Flex. Joint Flex is the only pain reliever that has the exclusive Fusome base with skin conditioning glucosamine, chondroitin, and vitamin E. Joint Flex is an easy-to-apply cream that absorbs quickly, has no greasy residue or lingering medicine-y smell. Best of all, Joint Flex is so effective, we guarantee your nagging pain will reduce or disappear. That's right. If you're not completely amazed with the pain relief you receive from Joint Flex, simply send it back for a full refund. For fast, effective, guaranteed pain relief, call 1-800-211-3062. And now Joint Flex is available at retail stores. Look for the blue box of Joint Flex, the performance guaranteed pain reliever. To find a store near you or to order right now, call 1-800-211-3062. That's 1-800-211-3062.
One quarter, two quarters, it's easy to throw away 50 cents. But what if you could use that 50 cents to buy some peace of mind for your family? You can by calling Matrix Direct Insurance Services. A 35-year-old man can get $250,000 term life coverage for less than 50 cents a day. A 42-year-old can get $250,000 coverage for only 60 cents a day. Rates guaranteed 10 years. Call Matrix Direct now for some of the best rates in years from Protective Life Insurance Company, a respected insurer who's protected American families since 1907. The call is free, the quote is free, and you could save 50% or more on quality term life insurance. Call Matrix Direct now. 1-800-440-TERM. That's 1-800-440-TERM. T-E-R-M. Protective Value Term Policy at select preferred rate subject to underwriting term life insurance form TL06. Premiums increase after 10 years. Renewable to age 96. Two-year contestable period. Ron Harris license agent. Not available in some states.
Do you pay just the minimum on all your credit cards? If you owe $10,000 at $100 a month, that could take you more than 8 years to pay off. And that doesn't include any new charges or interest. Every time you use your credit card, you could be digging yourself in deeper. But there's a nonprofit organization that can help. It's called Ameridebt. Just call them at 1-800-365-2687. Ameridebt is a nonprofit credit counseling organization. They can help you significantly reduce your monthly payments and help you pay off your bills faster than you could on your own. Ameridebt may also be able to eliminate late and over-the-limit fees. Ameridebt can help you pay off student loans and medical bills, too. With one manageable monthly payment, they can help you get out of debt. That's Ameridebt. Call 1-800-365-2687 for a free debt consultation. Not available in all states. Call Ameridebt now. 1-800-365-2687. That's 1-800-365-2687.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rinse.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rinse.com.
Patented Trim Spa is an announcer's dream. It's so great talking about a product where the folks who use it say what the radio commercial says. Here's Sheila Gilmore, one of the young lovelies who competed in the Trim Spa American Dream Contest in the Bahamas.
My agent actually recommended Trim Spa. Trim Spa actually did a lot for me. First of all, Trim Spa is a great energy booster. I like taking it. First thing in the morning, it gets me going. What I mostly found is that it is an excellent appetite suppressant. I haven't been in this good of shape since I was probably in grade school. I feel healthier. I have more energy. I could go on and on.
Well, maybe you'll settle for the shape that you had at 25. Whatever. Patented Trim Spa burns fat fast. It lets you feel full faster, sparks energy as the pounds melt away, and helps you get your dream body faster than you ever thought possible. Get an amazing 110% guarantee when you order at TrimSpa.com or call 1-800-TRIM-SPA. That's TrimSpa.com or 1-800-TRIM-SPA. Call today. Start losing weight right away.
Welcome back. Jeff Rentz with the master of reverse speech, David John Oates. All right, David.
Okay, I'm going to look at a reversal I found on Colin Powell from a speech he gave last week, and this will raise a bit of discussion. This is a he's talking forwards about Dick Cheney, okay? So it's important to know who he's talking about, so let's run it forward.
And I've heard no suggestion that he went over there and said, this is the answer I want. He went over there to learn. I can tell you stories from the Gulf War, and back in 1991, the first Gulf War, when he was my boss as Secretary of Defense and I was Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He did the same thing with me. He would bore in and...
Okay, the context is that he's talking about Dick Cheney going over to the CIA to look at all the intelligence they have about Iraq, and he's defending claims that that they exaggerated this intelligence information, okay? So he's talking about his experience with Dick Cheney, and he says backwards, and he's beyond the government, talking about Dick Cheney. We'll run it forward.
Oh.
And he's beyond the government.
Unleash me on the cabinet.
Do you hear that?
You know what I hear?
What's that?
Cabinet.
The cabinet? Ah, okay, let's check that.
Unleash me on the cabinet.
Oh, you're quite right.
Unleash me on the cabinet.
You're quite right.
Unleash me on the cabinet.
Still, it means essentially the same thing. That
play it again.
All right,
please, one more time.
All right, we'll do it one
more
time.
Go ahead, forward and then backwards.
Okay, here's the forwards.
And I've heard no suggestion that he went over there and said, this is the answer I want. He went over there to learn. I can tell you stories from the Gulf War, and back in 1991, the first Gulf War, when he was my boss as Secretary of Defense and I was Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, he did the same thing with me. He would bore in and...
And here it is again.
Unleash me on the cabinet. Unleash me on the cabinet.
I can hear.
Unleash me on the cabinet.
I can hear both, Jeff. To be frank, so
it almost sounds like he's saying he needs me on the cabinet. Something else in there. This is what's fun about reverse speech, folks. People, different ears, different filters, hear different things. But I think he needs me on the cabinet. He leaves me on the cabinet.
Interesting.
Try it again.
Okay.
Try it again.
Unleash me on the cabinet. Unleash me on the cabinet. Unleash me on the cabinet.
Well, let's put that one in the question mark basket, shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds to me like he needs me on the cabinet, but I do hear cabinet in there, and it's another one of those intriguing things that come from reverse speech.
One of those intriguing things, yeah. Here's a reversal I found on Powell that I played on last week's show, but it's a significant one, talking about going into Iraq.
And the joint resolution passed by the Congress said we should do it through the UN, and if that doesn't succeed, then we should be prepared to use United States Armed Forces in a willing coalition.
And he simply says backwards, forgive me.
One wonders who he's talking to.
Yes, well, that's true, but, you know, Powell was always a little bit reluctant over the war initially, and he had to be ruled in by cabinet to use that reversal, so the forgive me seems to be a little bit, logical that it would be there. So
it is,
yeah. All right, now talking about Dick Cheney, here's a reversal on Dick Cheney and some ulterior motives here. He's addressing about, I think he's talking about pensions, actually. Let's find out.
I want to emphasize that while the president's growth package will help the economy right now, it will also create 2.1 million jobs over the next 3 years, according to the Council of Economic Advisors.
All right, talk about a new financial growth package. And he says backwards, our folks deserve the loan. So you can see some ulterior motives here. And whatever he's doing in this financial growth package, there's money for the folks on the side. Our folks deserve the loan.
Our folks deserve the loan.
Our folks deserve the loan.
So there you go. So some ulterior motives. Let's just run again forwards.
I want to emphasize that while the president's growth package will help the economy right now, it will also create 2.1 million jobs over the next 3 years, according to the Council of Economic Advisors.
And our folks deserve the loan.
Our folks deserve the loan.
Our folks deserve the loan.
There we go.
Our folks deserve the loan.
There. Make of that what you will. Okay.
Anything on the occupant of the White House?
What, George Bush?
Yes.
The
Any reversals on...
Oh, yes.
The occupant of the White
the
House.
The occupant of the White House. Yeah, I've got a couple more on him yet. Here's one. I'm not too sure on the full context of this. Let's just run it and see what he's talking about.
But there is no other choice. No leader of conscience can accept more months and years of humiliation, killing, and mourning.
I'm not too sure what the context is. He sent this back. Was your image the... dream. You'll image the dream. So it's internal dialogue. He's creating an atmosphere for the people he's talking to. Yeah, so there you go. That's just straight internal dialogue. He's creating a picture in the mind of the people he's speaking to. Let's run it again forwards.
But there is no other choice. No leader of conscience can accept more months and years of humiliation, killing, and mourning.
And you'll image the dream.
You'll image the dream. You'll image the dream. You'll image the dream.
There you go.
We should point out to our dear listeners that George Bush, of all presidents, has been the most difficult to get reversals from, yes?
Oh, yes, he certainly has. I had a field day with Clinton, but Bush has been very difficult. You know, I can do a half an hour speech and find only two or three reversals that I can use.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a strange thing. There was an article the other day about as bad as Clinton was, it wasn't anywhere near as bad as what we have now, and this article was almost tongue-in-cheek, but sort of missing Clinton. And I'm reminded of what Jennifer Flowers, one of Clinton's mistresses, said in an interview in Mexico about a year ago now. She says, mark my words, you're going to miss Bill Clinton.
Wow.
Vis-a-vis the new administration coming in, and she was right, at least on the surface of it. Okay, we'll pause and come right back with David John Oates in just a couple of minutes.
Are you reluctantly accepting your own gradual decline? Aging is not something you have to accept at the speed at which it is occurring. My name is Stephen Huer. As a healthcare professional, I've seen numerous people regenerate their bodies, all with nutrition. Cocoon GH supplies our master hormone, which is able to affect repair in every cell of the body. So while the gray hair is reversing, so too can the joint pains heal. The skin can become soft and smooth. Your mood can become sunny. Your energy to live can increase. Your sleep can be restored. Your weight can become normal. At Cocoon Nutrition, it is our mission to get everyone in America healthy again, to increase everyone's IQ and restore your quality of life. Call 888-988-5044. That's 888-988-5044. Cocoon GH is your first step to improve well-being that we guarantee you will love or your money back. Call 888-988-5044. That's 888-988-5044. Again, 888-988-5044.
The world isn't what it used to be. Many of you work out of your own homes or have started your own businesses, and 9-to-5 barely exists anymore. Well, we've got some information for you if you're having trouble or just flat out unable to get affordable health insurance because you aren't part of a large organization or because you run a small business like me. The company's called Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee, and they specialize in health insurance for the self-employed. Midwest knows how to work with business entrepreneurs and their families to find the right plan to fit their needs. So why don't you call Midwest now toll free at 888-287-9099.
9093. That's 888-287-9093. They'll help folks just like you and me. You know the self-employed non-9-to-5er types find affordable health insurance. Call Midwest now, 888-287-9093. 888-287-9093. 888-287-9093. Not available in all states.
More of the Jeff Rentz program in 60 seconds.
Do you publish books, magazines, catalogs, calendars, cards, or posters? If so, you may be missing a valuable opportunity to separate your prepress work from your printing. For many years, major publishers have benefited from allowing prepress professionals to handle all of their scanning, proofing, film output, and direct-to-plate file preparation needs. They know that prepress professionals understand their jobs best and usually produce a better product faster and for less money than their printer. DMI USA has been providing high-quality prepress services for some of the largest publishers in this country for over 10 years. Learn what other publishers already know. DMI USA can be a valuable resource on any major printing project. If you want to compare prices and services on your prepress needs, give the folks at DMI USA a call. That's Digital Media Incorporated USA at 1-800-574-2350. 1-800-574-2350. Or visit them on the web at DMIUSA.com. That's DMIUSA.com.
Okay, David John Oates, in Australia, reverse speech, and all of you can practice reverse speech as well. He has wonderful little Sony handheld tape recorders which have reversing, full reversing function, and it'd be good for EVP too, in fact. So tell the folks how to get those machines.
Absolutely. Well, the machines can be got from our American office in Portland, Oregon. And the phone number for that is 503-970-4922. That's area code 503 and phone number 970-4922. And you can get machines from that number. You can get a copy of my book, if you wish, Reverse Speech, Voices from the Unconscious, one of several books that I've written, but the only one still in print. I need to get some of my other books back out again. Oh, well, we'll get to that as time goes on. Yeah, I am so busy, Jeff. As you know, I'm traveling all over the country doing lectures and workshops, and I've got two classes going, or two live classes going now, plus numerous correspondent students, training some students in Italy and France right now, so we'll get reverse speech going in America. I've got trained a couple of bilingual German analysts who are doing session work in Germany now, so reverse speech is getting out there more and more and more.
Here's the question I get often, not often as you do. In German, for example, would the reversals be in German? Or if the German was bilingual, speaking German and English, might the reversals also be in English?
You'll get reversals in both languages if they're bilingual.
We've heard Gaddafi in the past evidence that.
Exactly correct. Yes, we've played reversals on Gaddafi. You'll also get reversals that, surprisingly enough, start off in one the sentence will start off in one language, and then halfway through the sentence, it'll switch to the other language. So you have these mixed reversals, which is quite fascinating to be exploring. So.
How about people? Well, we kind of touched on this before, but I get people saying, I don't trust my girlfriend. Should I record her phone calls and try and find out if she's telling me the truth?
Oh, dear. You're dealing with legal and ethical obligations there, too. You can't record the phone call without her permission.
You've got to put that little beep in there.
Yeah, that's true. The code of ethics of reverse speech require that we get permission from all parties on the tape, unless, of course, it's a public media broadcast or public domain. So the answer is yes, you can record your girlfriend and find out if she's cheating on you or not. Whether I would do it for you is questionable. I'd want permission from all people on the tape. But it will certainly find out. Yes, it will. Absolutely.
Okay.
And, you know, I even had a story, I don't know whether I've told this story to you on the show. A woman came to me for session work many years ago, and when I did her reversals, I found a fairly detailed description of an affair that her husband was having. And I presented these reversals to her, and she denied the story. Said, oh, no, my husband's not having an affair. But she went home that night and confronted her husband, and husband broke down and confessed. So so the fact that husband was having an affair was he was communicating to her unconsciously, and then she picked it up in her reversal.
See? He was talking to her, denying it, and in reverse, when he was speaking to his wife, he was admitting it, and she was hearing that, of course, in reverse.
Yep, exactly correct.
Wow.
Hey, on this note, I got a reversal up right now. You mentioned about Jennifer Flowers during the break, and I've actually got some verses of Jennifer Flowers on my website. I can't.
You have reversals on everybody.
Yeah, I do. Here's one on Paula Jones, another one of Bill Clinton's ex-women. Oh, no, well, yes, she's...
Stable of friends.
Yes, that will do. Okay, here we go forward. She says, Paula Jones on TV.
Well, it was an adventure. It was something I usually don't do, but I don't think that they're not vulgar pictures. They're not disgusting pictures. I think they're very tasteful, and it was an adventure. It was a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Oh, well, she's obviously talking
about Playboy.
Playboy. All right, came back where she simply says, give me sex.
Give me sex. Give me sex. Give me sex.
Pretty plain.
Another,
that can't.
Yes.
Huh? There's
another
no
intellectually gifted woman.
No, I agree that one. Here it is again, forward.
It was an adventure. It was something I usually don't do, but I don't think that they're not vulgar pictures. They're not disgusting pictures. I think they're very tasteful, and it was an adventure. It was a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Oh, I'm sure she had fun. Here it is back.
Load the guns. Load the guns.
Yeah, right.
Give me sex. Give me sex. Give me sex.
You can have it. Gee. I vote for Baghdad Bob. That's pretty good.
Reverse speech is fun. I tell you, you find some real strange things sometimes. Yeah, we'll have to do the Baghdad Bob reversal again before the show.
Well, we need to give the Baghdad... And this has to become an annual reverse speech award.
Oh.
The Baghdad Bob, David John Oates reverse speech award.
Hey, that'd be a good idea. The best and most funniest reversal of the year. That'd be great.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the most serious situation.
Uh-huh. I got the story behind this Baghdad Bob one. He was actually telling a reporter next to him that there's nothing to worry about, that everything's okay. So
those tanks you see are just an optical illusion.
Yeah.
They're not really there. We're projecting them holographically to confuse the Americans.
He was a classic character. He certainly was.
We need more like him.
Yeah, we do.
We do.
We do. Here's another one on Bush.
There's a hopeful direction. The recent events in the Middle East. In Iraq, a tyrant in support of terror has been removed.
And where he says, in Iraq, a tyrant in support of terror has been removed, he simply says back, was wrecked that office in Iraq, which is exactly what he did. A little bit unclear,
yeah.
But... And which is exactly what he did, wrecked the office, whichever office he's referring to.
Lots of them.
Lots of them, yeah, indeed. Here's a couple. We're getting close to finishing up time here. I'll just throw in a couple of interesting ones. This is one that was sent to me by reverse speech investigator Michael Goodspeed, who's out and about doing his own radio interviews nowadays, and he's been doing some reversals on rappers. And here is a
on rappers.
Rappers, yes, rappers. And here's a rapper who, and I'll play you reverse on the song he found too, but here's a rapper talking about his inability to land a record contract. Oh, dear me, that was very slow. Let's...
I've heard some of them talk like that, I think.
Oh, really? Yeah.
They're really cool, you know, and they talk real slow.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, it's real reckless right now. Speaking of reckless, you know what I'm saying? There's a few things I got to get off my chest, man.
Go ahead, baby, go ahead.
Look.
little rat face, you know what I'm saying? You can't be serious, money, you cannot.
I can't understand him forwards, let alone backward.
It's something about having to get his chin off his chest. I think he was trying to say he wanted to get something off his chest, but it didn't come out quite right.
Okay, and he says backwards, I want to get signed up.
I want to get signed up.
Perfect.
Perfect. Absolutely.
Actually, I think you need to play that again. I'm sorry. We're running out of time, but I've got to hear that forwards and backwards. Forward sounds like it's backwards to me, and the backwards sounds forward.
Yeah. Here it is.
Yeah, it's real reckless right now. Speaking of reckless, you know what I'm saying? There's a few things I got to get off my chest, man.
Go ahead, baby.
He did say it.
Yes, he did.
You can't be serious, money. You cannot.
Backwards clearer than the forwards. I want to get signed up.
I want to get signed up.
There we go. And actually, you know, I should do, well, do we have time for one quick one?
Sure, we've got about 2.5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, this is a completely nonsensical reversal found on a rap song. Totally nonsensical. And, you know what, I think I've got it. Yep, okay, I uploaded it at the wrong speed, so...
That's all right.
We will...
They're all nonsensical, so you can't lose.
That's true. Okay, my computer's being a little bit slow today, and okay, here we go.
Do it by the rules of etiquette, so I got shy. I'm like, yo, what happened? Come see me in jail. Biggie all in the air to my ear, popping my homeboy wound, but not seeing me. My homeboy Stretch is going to Biggie's concert.
Now, there's a competition for who can tell me what this says forwards. Backwards, he says...
Yeah, okay, I'll vote for that.
Yeah, backwards, he says, we signed a boo-boo ball. What on earth that means, I've no idea.
We signed a boo-boo ball. We signed a boo-boo ball.
So now we know what Michael Goodspeed does with his time.
He runs rap songs backwards.
Analyzing rap songs in reverse. Boy, that'll drive you over the edge of
nothing. Oh, I couldn't do it.
Will.
Yo, I couldn't do it. He's emailed me dozens of reversals. I'm still pouring through them all, trying to get...
All rap?
Yeah.
It sounds like a budding addiction.
Right, maybe so. Well, he's actually currently doing reversals on a two-hour session in British Parliament by Tony Blair, so hopefully we'll be able to bring some of those to the show next time I'm on. So.
Great. Well, we're almost out of time. Let me remind everyone, reversespeech.com. Thank you, David. Always a pleasure. I acknowledge and I salute your just remarkable devotion to this over 20 years. That's incredible.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Always a pleasure to be on your show. And I'll be back again with some more reversals on current events and whatever else we find in another few weeks.
Sounds good. All right. Take good care.
Okay. Bye, Jeff.
Okay. Dave John Oates, and we'll pause on that note, take a little break. I'm right back for another hour.
As possible.